Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hump day. Glad you all made it this far. There's a couple of days left of the week. It is Health and Wellness Wednesday. We've got a couple of guests joining us in this hour. Dr. Adrienne, I think I'm saying that right, Yodam. She is a specialist in medical weight loss and nutrition as well. And we're going to cover the reasons we eat. We'll talk about that with her first. And then our second guest in this hour will be Christine Koth. And she's going to talk about road travel, how you combat those aches and pains and even some of the things that you do in regards to food and so on when it comes to road trips, which some of you may very well be doing this summer. Pastor Stephen Black will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about finding freedom from homosexuality because this is, by the way, what is it, Charlie? LGBT month or something? I can't remember. Oh, Gay Pride Month. Okay, well, I should have known that. Sorry, I didn't. But anyways, Charlie, thank you for that. And then I also have Patrick Hedger, who's been with us many, many times before. He is from the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. We're going to talk to him about corporate taxes and some of the things that I talked about even yesterday. In the 5 o'clock hour, Dr. Andrew Myers will join us. And we're going to really talk about why some people have less difficulty with COVID-19 than others. So we'll get into that in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Okay, real quick, question of the day. And I think we did this one yesterday. 13% of passengers say that this is the most annoying thing that the driver does. And the answer is steer the car with their knees. Keep in mind, this is only 13%. The top answer, though, yesterday from the website was throw their garbage in the back seat. Yeah, that one I could understand, by the way. Probably higher than 13%, though. All these questions, by the way, you can answer them on the website, rushtoreason.com. Today's impossible question. Because of COVID and the lockdowns of 2020, 25% of people say they want a do-over on this. So because of the lockdowns of 2020 and COVID, 25% of people say they want to do over this. They want to do over on this. You can answer that again on the website, rushtoreason.com. Just click there, answer it. There typically is multiple choice, and Ann just gave me yesterday what the highest choice was, which was not correct. Folks, again, this is where headline, I guess I'm going to say, reads that I just think is so misleading at times. It's just hyperbole, make sure I say that correctly, from the news media getting you to read headlines when, in fact, there's really nothing to this. And what I mean by that is 9 News today. This came up in one of my feeds. Heat streak continues with highs expected in the 90s for the 5th day in a row. Yeah, it's June. I'm not sure what 9 News or any of the rest of you expect, but this is pretty normal for Colorado this time of the year. I'm guessing I didn't look at what our actual average temperature is right now, typically speaking, but as a Colorado native, this is not abnormal. So why is this making headlines? Heat streak continues with highs expected in the 90s for the 5th day. Now, there's a cold front coming in over the weekend that should lower temps a little bit, but frankly, low 90s for this time of year, I honestly don't see it's a big issue. So it just goes to show you that the news media agencies, this one being Nine News, of course, will do anything to get you to read a headline when, in fact, there's really nothing there. And that's essentially what's happening in this particular article talking about the news. Now, keep in mind, we will still, on occasion, when it's 90, and we've seen that this week, get some afternoon showers and some thunderstorms and clouds and things like that. So just because it's in the 90s doesn't mean we're not going to have some of those things. Now, I will say this. Last night, gorgeous. It was an absolute gorgeous evening last night. There was a little light, warm breeze even blowing last night. It finally cooled off maybe close to 10 o'clock or so. But it was a really, really nice day and evening last night. I know some of you don't like hot weather, but I don't really consider the high 80s, low 90s to be hot weather. It's actually very nice, comfortable, and gives you the ability to go outside and do some things, which, again, we're talking health and wellness. Now, I also can tell you, and we've interviewed many, many people, that the lack of vitamin D that has gone on, especially during COVID, get out, enjoy the sun, have some fun, and get some vitamin D in. Yeah, wear sunscreen as you need to. And I say as you need to, not a blanket statement. Every one of you is different on what you need, and hopefully you know what that is. But again, I don't see this as being any kind of a heat streak. One thing that really, maybe this is health and wellness, maybe not, but I thought it was interesting that Casa Bonita super fans have bought some of Casa Bonita's debt so that they can keep moving forward. So diehard Casa Bonita fans started rallying around the iconic Lakewood restaurant months ago when they filed for Chapter 11. And that allows the debtor, of course, to reorganize and pay their creditors over time. But those fans are now putting their money where their mouths are. Andrew Novick with Save Casa Bonita said the group has purchased a portion of Casa Bonita's debt as a plan to help entertainers and small vendors get what they are owed. So without further ado, we'll come back, talk to our guest in just 1 second. So don't go anywhere. Novus Auto Glass is up next. And at Novus, they would love to help you not only with your auto glass needs, but anything when it comes to vision on your vehicle. That includes rear view mirrors, headlamps, anything else that you need, they've got you covered. And don't forget, you can get the free window bandages. They're a little sticker that you put over a chip or a nick, and it keeps that area clean so they can get it fixed properly. You can find those at klzradio.com. Fill out the Novus form and we'll send those directly to you, or pick them up at a location near you and get all your glass needs met at one place. That is Novus, rushtoreason.com.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Barber's Foods is next, folks. Be ready for the Father's Day weekend, which is not this weekend, but next. And get your order in. And I was checking the freezer here this week to see where I'm at with things and what do I need to get ordered from Barber's Foods. Be ready, be stocked up, and be ready actually for all summer. And you can do that with Barber's Foods. It's barbersfoods.com. Put your order in. They'll either deliver or send to you directly, or you can pick up from the warehouse here in town, whatever's most convenient for you. Barbersfoods.com. That's with two S's, barbersfoods.com.
It's time to get out the grill for some all-natural, mouth-watering meats raised right here at home from Barber's Foods. For over 70 years in Colorado, Barber's Foods has stayed true to their mission to provide their customers with only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free meats from family farms they know personally. So whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the families who raise the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 Sandy and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center, or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native-owned and operated. Barber'sFoods.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, our health and wellness hour we do every Wednesday. Our next guest today is Dr. Adrian, and I make sure I say this right, Udim. Did I say that right, Adrian? Udim?
Close enough, yes.
Yeah, I'll get it right. Charlie has it spelled right for me. I just can't read very well, so it's Udim. Thank you, Dr. Adrian. I appreciate it. So you specialize in medical weight loss and nutrition. So why do we eat then? And frankly, why do we eat things that we shouldn't?
You know, there's such a complicated physiology behind the reasons why we eat. And it's interesting because some of us are self-proclaimed emotional eaters, and some of us deny it. But the truth is that we all are emotional eaters, and that is really dictated by our physiology. We have hunger hormones that signal hunger or fullness to the brain. And that's usually dictated by eating food, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat, then your hunger hormones are good signals are going to, you know, dampen down. What's interesting, though, is that when we're in a position of emotional distress or stress, those feelings literally hijack our hunger hormones and tell our brains that we are hungry when, in fact, we have eaten and we should not be. So emotional hunger is really something that we all experience, and it's a function of our physiology.
Why do some, by the way, I understand everything you said because I'm that person. I'm not, you know, a heavy drinker, never have been. In fact, don't really, just not that guy. You know, being addicted to alcohol for me is just not a huge issue, but being addicted to food, Adrian, is very much an issue for me. So I understand fully what you just said. Although I know people, when stress comes and things get rough in life, they are the non-eaters. I don't understand that because it's just not me and how my brain works, but I assume there are those people because I've met them.
Yeah, John, I always tell my patients that those of us that are goody-two-shoes will take it out on food and not drugs or alcohol.
Yep,
or cigarettes.
That's
so,
me.
So I get it. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things at the end of the day that dictate how and why we eat. And so this is one piece of it. Certainly there are other factors that are involved. And, you know, just kind of anecdotally, there are people who feel angst or anxiety in their gastrointestinal system, and it's just not comfortable to eat in those moments. So there's so many other factors at play. But I think the important message is that, you know, this is something that, yes, we can manage when we are aware, but it's something that we shouldn't judge. It's something that is a function of, you know, how our bodies operate. And particularly right now, as we're all kind of emerging out of this difficult time and have been dealing with all of these emotions, including, I mean, not just anxiety and sadness and loneliness and distress, but just even boredom.
Right.
These emotions are going to drive us to consume.
Everything you said makes, not only is it makes sense, it's very true. So I guess the ultimate question for you is then for individuals, and I'll just use myself as an example. And I've learned in a lot of ways how to deal with those desires, I guess you could say. Maybe that's the best way for me to say that. You know, the desire to use food as a drug. I don't know how else to say it, Adrian. That's really what it is for me. I mean, I can have a nice big meal and just feel like, you know, $1 million afterwards, and it's just this, you know, this endorphin release, and it's just, I love food. It's just, and I'm one of those guys, I'll pretty much eat anything. If you lay it in front of me, I'm in, I'll eat it. I really don't care. I'm not picky. I just like food. I'm that guy. But we need to have control. If we don't, and I was one of those guys, for the longest time, I was very overweight. I got up into the low 300s. I'm now, fortunately, you know, around the 200 mark and do my best to even stay under that, Dr. Adrian. So I know full well what that's like to have that bad relationship with food and really pretty much just eat what you want and, you know, just kind of let yourself. And by the way, for everybody listening, those extra 100 and some pounds don't come on overnight. It's, you know, 5 pounds a year for 10 years, Dr. Adrian, is 50 pounds. I mean, so it's not like all of that comes on at one time. It's just a slow progression of, you know, a pound here, a pound there. And pretty soon, you know, we've gained 50, 60, 80, 100 pounds. And in my case, it was over 100 pounds. Now, all that to be said and ask you this question, mentally speaking, because I do believe a lot of this is on the mental side, and I think you're right in saying so. How do we mentally wrap ourselves around this and get ourselves to have the control we need to get our eating under, you know, really to get our eating under control?
I mean, John, there's so many great nuggets in what you just said. And I just want to point out and highlight your point of the fact that this comes on gradually often over a long period of time. And therefore, the expectation also shouldn't be that we can snap our fingers and for it to come off.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when we engage in a weight loss endeavor, and I talk about this in my new book, Hungry for More, the expectation that it should happen kind of overnight is what sabotages our ultimate success, so to speak. So when we can't have patience with ourselves, then we throw in the towel when it's not fast enough or, you know, easy enough. And so I just want to point that out, because right at the precipice often where I see people really kind of getting a handle is often where they will sabotage their own efforts because they can't have patience with themselves.
Yep. Yeah.
Right?
And, yeah. No, everything you said makes, again, it makes total sense, because I've been there. I mean, that's one of the few people maybe that you'll talk to in this particular chair where I've done all of that. I understand it. And by the way, I'm not bragging. It's not a place that I wanted to be. I finally got to a point, you know, Adrian, where 1 year for Christmas, I'm looking at, you know, the gifts and the X's that are in front of the L. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. There's going to be, you know, 4 X's in front of the L if I keep going down this path. There's already 3 there. I can't do this any longer. I've got to make a change. And again, I understand full well that, you know, just like an alcoholic or anybody else that's addicted, you have to get to a point where you say, okay, enough's enough. I've got to get this fixed. So I get all of that. On the same token, I do think there are things that, you know, we self-sabotage all along the way. And I'm going to ask you this question, because I've seen it, heard it myself, and I had to even catch myself not doing this. When you're on that journey to get back down to a desired weight and eat healthy, you have to stop saying, I can't wait until I lose this weight where I can start eating such and such again. Because guess what? Mm-hmm. That's never going to happen.
Right, never. Yeah, I mean, if we think about it, and I think oftentimes people feel like they're alone in this experience, and so I'm so glad that you're so forthcoming, and I myself never had obesity or, you know, morbid obesity, but I certainly had my own issues with, you know, body image and food, and I disclose all of that very transparently in my book. But, you know, what I wanted to point out in terms of what you had said previously is really aligning with, so you mentioned being loving food, you know, in that moment, right? But what's really important is to really be able to stay aligned with what we are trying to do for ourselves in the long run.
Right.
You know,
right.
What's valuable for us in the long run, as opposed to what's wanted or desired in the short term. And if you think about it, that relationship with food is the same as anything else. Our relationship in going to school or our business, or I'm sure you had times when you had to wake up early and do the morning show or whatever the case may be.
No, I've been self-employed since I was 22. So no, everything you just said, I fully understand that whole end of things as well. You are right. This is something that you have to look long-term at. Yet, and I know this as a fact, our brains, when it comes time to eat, we are not thinking that way.
Yeah. So this speaks to really having awareness, and that is a practice. It is a practice, and there's no perfection in this, because, you know, our habitual patterns are habitual, and we get triggered. We get triggered by visual cues. We get triggered by smell. We get triggered by memories, and this is all based in science and in evidence. And so we, you know, knowing that, again, I think compels us more to just double down on being aware. You know, why am I eating right now? I had a patient earlier this week, actually, who said, you know, I have breakfast and I sit down at my desk and immediately I want to get up and, you know, now right now she's still working from home, go to my pantry. And when we started talking about it, it occurred to her that the clutter on her desk gave her angst.
Mm.
And that angst drove her, you know, to get up and couldn't tolerate being at her office. So it's, you know, they're universal, these issues and these cues, but they are also very personal. And I think with awareness, with patience, with open-mindedness, we can notice what our own cues are. And to the point that I made earlier, if we don't expect perfection from ourselves, because, you know, none of us are there or should expect to be at perfection,
right,
then we can work with ourselves to kind of gradually nudge ourselves to where we want to be. You know, to that point also, the long-term game, there are invariably going to be hiccups.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
There, I say in kind of the in the prologue of the book, I speak about a patient that I call Craig, who of course is not Craig, but, you know,
sure.
All the demographics
sure.
are kind of changed. But, you know, who had lost 65 pounds before the pandemic and was so excited. And I'm always cautious. I'm excited with them, but I'm cautious because what I say in the book is, no one loses 65 pounds to the sound of blaring trumpets and,
no.
and confetti because it's cliched, but it really is a process and a
it
journey.
Is.
And so
it
if
is.
We can also be tolerant of our road bumps, then we're much more likely to be in it for the long term.
This is great. And Dr. Adrian, I know you've got a website. I've been there, by the way. It's awesome. And you've got some other great products that, by the way, love to have you back. This is a great conversation. And I'm sure there's folks out there listening right now that are gaining, you know, valuable insights as we speak. And again, loved you're definitely invited back. This has been great. What is the website they can go to learn more about you and all the different things you've got going on?
Thank you. It's Dr. Adrian Udim, Y-O-U-D-I-M. DrAdrianEdeem.com, and the book and tips and inspiration are there. And I really appreciate you having this conversation with me.
This, no, is, this
definitely
is great.
A passion project.
Again,
yeah.
we will have you back. In fact, we'll even plan a little longer time next time. There's so much more we could get into and talk about, as you know. And I really feel, just for everybody listening, by the way, because I've been there, done that, yes, my heart always goes out, Dr. Adrian, to folks that, you know, are wanting to lose weight. They're struggling. They have a roadblock. Maybe they even get off the wagon at that point, and they're trying to jump back on, and it just seems like they're on this roller coaster. And I get it. I mean, I know what that's like. And I guess all I can say is, you know, with other help, and that's where you come into play, your book and even the website and you yourself, that's where you know, folks like you come into play to keep, you know, that accountability going, the ticks, you know, the tricks, the tips, all the different things that go on with this, because it is, to your point, it's a journey. And for everybody listening, you know, 100 pounds don't come off overnight. They didn't go on overnight. They don't come off overnight. No more than 10 pounds come off overnight, Dr. Adrian. All of this is a process, a journey. And I think the thing with reading all about today and having you on that I really was reminded of, and I think this is really great, is, do we want to take the amount of time, effort, and energy to make sure we are living life to the fullest and giving the best longevity out of our bodies we can? If that's the case, then we have to eat accordingly.
Mm. Yes, and we're worth it. We are worth it.
We are worth it.
And,
yes.
And the effort.
Yes. Yes, we are. This is great. I appreciate it very much. Again, I will definitely have you back. In fact, this is just one of those segments that, you know, folks listening, if you want any more information on this, we will have all this up on the website tonight where you can refer back to it. So you've got the website, the link, everything there. Dr. Adrian, I appreciate it very much. And it's Udim. And I am actually saying it the right way. It's spelled Y-O-U-D-I-M. So again, we will have this on the website for those of you that may have missed some of the spelling and so on. We'll have the links and everything up to later tonight. And Dr. Adrian, I appreciate it very much. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Good stuff. I thank you. And folks, yes, it really is. It's a journey. It doesn't happen overnight. She's the author of Hungry for More, and there really is now, and we finally have figured out over all these years, there's some real scientific evidence as to, you know, why we eat the things we eat, why we overeat, and it is a process, and for me anyways, it's a daily struggle making sure that we stay on track and that we don't find ourselves back into those, at least for me, those bad habits that I know are there from the past. So Gino's Auto Service is next, folks, and you know, I tell you what, the other thing that Steve and I have in common we have both been down this path as well. Both of us even at times will talk about, you know, where are we at? Where's our weight? How are we doing? And so on. And Steve's a guy that fully understands just everything that we're talking about right now and can weigh into it. If he was sitting here right now, he would. And he will take care of you, your vehicle. And I think the thing I love about Steve the most is he cares about you personally as much as he does your vehicle. You don't find that often in that industry, by the way. So give them a call today if you need anything done to your vehicle, full service and repair and maintenance. It's all in one-stop shopping, ginosautoservice.com. It's Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
Now's the time to take advantage of Gino's Napa Break Special. This month, get a $50 Napa prepaid Visa card with a qualifying Napa Brakes parts purchase of $250 or more. For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. At Gino's, their team recommends checking your brakes every 5,000 miles. Stop in this week and they'll check your brakes for free. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, the Gino's team will back up their work with Napa's nationwide peace of mind warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop off your car and pick it up when ready. Gino's continues their public service work, partnering with Hands of the Carpenter and donating work on vehicles for single mothers or women in need. Check out all their Google reviews for a good snapshot of their business. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. I see Michael here on Wednesdays right before I go in. Why? Because he's on right before me, 2:30 to 3 o'clock. He does his estate planning show, where if there's anything you've got to discuss, you can even call in directly and talk to Michael on Wednesdays. You can talk to him any other time as well. Just give him a call. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey gives you a measure of control in the face of an unknown future. KLZ's mobile estate planner considers you the only expert on your life, so he will ensure everyone carries out your wishes alone. Instead of exposing your assets to the whims of legislators or family members, your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law gives you the final say. You can't predict the future, but you can decide who controls your assets. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/estate.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Your tax dollars at work. If something is a good idea, it shouldn't need the use of force or coercion to implement it. However, New York, California, Ohio, Maryland, Oregon, Colorado, and Washington are all conducting COVID-19 vaccine, that experimental drug not yet approved by the FDA, lotteries with our tax dollars to coerce people to take the jab. Thursday, Dr. James Linesweiler, scientist with the Institute of Pure and Applied Knowledge, updates us on the latest COVID-19 Wuhan, China virus developments. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Our next guest joining us now, Christine Cote. Am I saying that right, Christine?
You got it.
Great. Appreciate it very much. And thank you for joining us. And you are a licensed physical therapist and also the best-selling author of the book Tight Hip Twisted Core, and you're an expert on beguiling aches and pains, which it seems like the older we get, the more we have.
That's for sure.
So give us some trips and ticks, I should say. And I was telling people earlier in the promos and such that when it comes to road travel, you know, we're getting that time of the year where folks are going to hop in the car, they'll go on road trips, do different things and so on. Give us some tips on, you know, how do you do that and how do you combat some of those aches and pains and some of even, you know, the eating of the wrong things and so on, which probably even contribute to some of those aches and pains. Talk to us.
Yeah, you know, this is a perfect topic, especially given the year that we've had where all of us have been sitting around way too much, in front of our computers way too much, and, you know, to be honest, stressed, you know, very stressed. And so we're in this situation where we all kind of have an underlying level of muscle tension, you know, going into this summer road trip season, looking to take a nice trip and get away and relax and finally kind of, you know, take the edge off of that. But the problem that we may all run into is that, you know, getting in that car and sitting for long periods of time is going to have a high potential to activate and aggravate some of these areas of the body that are already probably, you know, crying for help.
True.
You know, one of the things that happens, like, when we're sitting in our car for so long is that muscles that are used to moving and joints that are used to moving and being active become tight and they become contracted. And that tension that is in our body as a result of that is oftentimes at the root of pain in lots of areas of the body. I don't know if you've ever experienced any pain when you've gone on some road trips yourself.
Yes, I mean, Christine, I will say that, you know, for me personally, sometimes even a, you know, long plane ride where you're sitting in a seat for, you know, even 5-6 hours on a plane ride. Yes, in both cases, I can say that without doing certain things to eliminate that, and no, not drugs, but, you know, some of the things I'm guessing you'll talk about, I can definitely experience. I can relate very well.
Yeah. So one of the most common things that happens from sitting for a long period of time is that a muscle in the front of our hip, called our hip flexor muscle, which is actually made up of two muscles, our psoas and our iliacus muscle. These two muscles are right in the front of the hip, right near the groin, and that muscle gets short and tight and irritated from sitting for a long period of time. So whether that's at your desk, whether it's in your car or on the plane, that can happen. Now, the problem with that is it not only compresses the hip area, but its tension changes the mechanics of the entire body. And what I mean by that is when it's tight, it pulls on the pelvic bone and compresses the hip joint, which then changes the way that the whole leg behaves. It actually rotates your leg inward, strains the inside of your knee, makes it so your kneecap doesn't line up properly, causes your foot to, you know, your arch to flatten a bit, can even irritate your toe for that matter. So for those of us who've gotten up out of a car, gotten up out of it, you know, your seat on a plane, and you feel knee pain, and you think maybe it's something wrong with your knee, it actually can be coming from that tight hip flexor that develops from sitting for too long.
Okay, so what is the remedy for such?
So first and foremost is to try not to sit for too long.
Okay.
It's like, don't do it, right? So, you know, if you're on that road trip, making sure that you plan out certain areas where you're going to stop, get out of your car, and move around a bit. There's some really great stretches, like a lunge stretch, which will help open up the front of your hip. Very easy to do just on a sidewalk or the side of your car, even on the side of the road. So taking breaks, you know, and this would apply to, you know, binge watching Netflix or, you know, doing other long sitting activities. So making sure that you have that break really does help give that muscle a break from being in that shortened position and helps it to get some circulation and all that. The other thing that's really important is really setting the stage for the activity that you're going to embark upon. You know, most of us don't think about sitting as something that's strenuous, so we're not really preparing our bodies for that. But even doing some muscle release techniques and stretching in this area, not just the front of our hip, but also the back of our hip, can really set the stage for that activity to not be so challenging on us.
Okay, so I can see where a car ride, this is a little easier because, you know, we can plan stops, pull over, you know, get out, walk around, do different things, stretch, and so on. It's not so easy when you're, of course, up in an airplane, especially now where they really don't even want you up, you know, walking around, and, you know, it's getting to the point where if there's one person at the bathroom, they won't even let somebody stand outside waiting to go in next. So it's sort of this mad dash to even get to the bathroom on an airplane, Christine. So that one becomes, to me, a lot more difficult. Are there things, and by the way, these are for folks that may be listening that have to be in an automobile with maybe somebody that isn't so great about stopping. In other words, sometimes we men especially, we get on this mission of we just going to drive and drive and drive and drive and drive, and until we have to pull over, We really don't care about anybody else in the car. So is there things that they can do while sitting even to help with this when they can't get up and move around?
Yeah. So one of the things that can be really helpful is to contract the muscle that's opposite the muscle that's going to be tight. So we were talking about those hip flexor muscles on the front of the hip in the groin area. But if you contract the opposite muscle, which would be your glute muscle, by pushing your feet directly down into the ground, so you're sitting in, you know, you're sitting in the car, you got your feet on the ground, and you push directly down into the ground, that will actually contract some of those opposite muscles, which will help that hip flexor muscle to relax. So even squeezing your quads, you know, kind of contracting, squeezing your butt cheeks together, you know, those kinds of motions will help to increase circulation and help to relax that muscle a bit. But even better would be to know that you're going to be embarking on an activity that is challenging. So before you get on that plane, you know, if you, I don't know if you see people in the airport, you know, stretching their hip flexors or stretching a lunge stretch or quad stretch, that would be really great. And then also using tools like the hip hook, which is a tool that I invented specifically for releasing tension in the hip flexor muscle area. Laying on that for a few minutes before you get on the plane or using it up against the wall and in the airport would be a perfect way to set the stage for you to not end up with issues in that line.
I want to talk more about that because that really is part of the, you know, one of the main reasons why we wanted to have you on in the first place. And real quick, Christine, give folks your website so if they want to go and learn more about what you have going on and even what we're going to talk about next, they can. Let us know what that is.
Yes, the website is alethahealth.com, and that's spelled alethahealth.com. And we actually have a special coupon code that we made specifically for you, which is radio, that you can use to get a discount on products if you're interested.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, and it is called the hip hook. And when you look at it, how do I want to describe this? It almost looks like a shelf bracket for your closet where you would then put a closet rod on one end and a shelf on top. I'm trying to describe this on radio best I can, and I'm probably not far off on that because it literally is just like a hook, right?
That's where its name came from.
So how do you use it? Explain to me I guess, first of all, how did you come up with this and how is it used?
Yeah, so I've been a physical therapist for over 20 years, and I found in my practice of treating people with all kinds of conditions that tension in this muscle was at the root of why they were not improving. So people who have done lots of other treatments and have worked on strengthening, worked on, you know, doing all kinds of physical therapy and chiropractic work, ended up not getting results until this muscle was relaxed. So this is like a discovery that I had figured out over these years of practice. And I was able to use my hands to find this exact angle and pressure to get that muscle to relax. You know, I found that by putting prolonged pressure over, you know, a period of 30 to 90 seconds, that muscle would actually relax. Hmm. You know, and it's that technique that I wanted to give to my clients to do at home. You know, I don't want people to have to come to me just when they have a tension in that muscle. And I tried all kinds of things to give them at home. I gave them balls. I was like, maybe if you use a remote control or a spatula and dig it in there,
right.
You can try to get in there, but nothing would really work. And so after just being frustrated of not having something that could replicate my hands, I embarked on trying to figure out if I could create a tool that people could use at home to do the same thing that I was doing in the clinic.
And to make sure that I, you know, first of all, everybody listening, when you go to the website, it's a must. You have to click on the video and watch how this is used, because if you don't, because I was, you'll be utterly confused as to what is going on here. Because at first glance, Christine, you're thinking that you're going to just kind of lay in this thing and it's going to do all the work, but that's not what's going on here, is it?
Right. So when you lay on something, it provides pressure directly into your body, like in a perpendicular direction. And that can be good for lots of different muscles in our body, because those muscles are very exposed and you can press on them in that way. But the iliacus muscle is a muscle that can only be accessed at an angle. And so for a person to do an angle on their own with just the tool that you lay on is impossible. So when you lay on this tip of the hook, and you'll see it when you go to the website, you first are letting your body kind of sink into that area where that muscle is located. But the magic happens when you press on this lever that's attached to the hook, which then rotates the tool in a very specific way so that the tip is pressing at that angle, that precise angle, to target this iliacus muscle that's hidden just below the surface, like right inside your pelvic bone. And it's that is able to replicate what I was able to do with my hands in the office.
I tell you, it is a... How do I want to say this? Revolutionary tool? I mean, I got to give you a hand, Christine, for coming up with this, because I don't think many rocket scientists would have even figured out how to make this thing work and work in such a way that, you know, an average person, which literally I'm guessing that's what you designed this for, anyone out there, you know, any average person can use this tool, correct?
Absolutely. It takes a little bit of getting used to, because nobody ever addresses the iliacus muscle.
Right.
People don't even know. Like, how many of you guys out there listening know that you have an iliacus muscle?
Great point. No, I mean, we know a little bit about it here because I've had some personal trainers and some folks come on and, you know, talked about this a little bit, but I will tell you, probably not as in depth as what we have here, nor has anyone ever come up with the exception of twisting or seeing a chiropractor, no one's ever come up with a way that we've ever interviewed to do what you're doing.
Right. Yeah, there's some popularity around the psoas muscle, which is adjacent to the iliacus muscle. So more people are becoming more aware of that muscle and the importance of that. But all the work that, you know, and attention that people have on the psoas muscle without releasing the iliacus muscle is futile. You know, you cannot get one of those to relax without the other, which is another important piece of that puzzle of being able to kind of, you know, release both and address both.
Okay, so my brain's going 100 miles an hour thinking about all of the other benefits that are here, because I'm guessing that for a lot of folks out there that even suffer from, oh gosh, I'm guessing even, you know, lower back pain, things along those lines, I am guessing that this is one of those items that once they get used to this and start using it on a regular basis, will probably find comfort in a lot of areas, right?
Yeah, one of the things that's very tricky about this muscle is that most people not only don't know that they have it, but they also don't know that it's tight, because it typically doesn't create a sensation of tightness. You might feel like something's a little off inside your pelvis, or maybe like your hip feels a little stiff. You might have some kind of generalized symptoms, but it's not super obvious to someone that they have tension in their hip flexor. It's really the other symptoms that start to manifest, like the back pain, tailbone pain, SI joint pain, hip pain. You know, maybe they're developing hip arthritis, or they have torn labrum, and it can even be like the patella, knee pain, meniscus pain, foot pain, et cetera. So it's how this muscle affects the whole chain of events in the body that is the mystery that is waiting to be solved for many people.
It's sort of, the engine of the car driving everything else. There's so many other things that are affected by what's going on here, and yet to your point, we rarely ever talk about it or do anything about it.
Right. It's like addressing the symptom without getting to the cause.
Yep.
And if you don't know where to look for the cause, or you don't know that this is a potential cause, it would never get addressed and your pain would stay unresolved.
All right. So all of you listening, if you'd like more information on this, and code is radio, where you can get a discount on this particular, and it is a product, and it will help you. And I've watched enough videos. I'm going to get one and use it because I can see all the different benefits from it. Christine, this is great. Make sure I spell this out. It's Aletha. So Aletha Health, Aletha.com. So AlethaHealth.com. And by the way, like I said on our last segment we had with our last guest, all of these will be up on the website later tonight, where if any of you miss any of those things, you can go to the website, click on it, it'll take you right here. We'll make sure all that happens as well, Christine, so that folks can, you know, go look at it. We have reruns and things that happen with the show all the time too, so folks can go listen to this and still do this at any given time. And again, I really appreciate it. I mean, this to me is, how should I say, Christine, a game changer. That's how I see this.
It has been a game changer for a lot of people, not just the people I've been able to help with my hands, but I'm now having this tool and getting this out into the world and able to help so many more people. And it's been an honor being on the show and being able to share this with you more.
No, I really appreciate it. This is, again, this is phenomenal. I'm going to get one. I mean, a lot of the things, and I had back surgery when I was very young, age 20, 22, and have, you know, kind of struggled with different things ever since. And everything that you've talked about, I can definitely relate to, and I'm sure there's people listening that can as well. And some of the things you just mentioned as to what the side effects isn't the right way to say it, but the things that are affected by this, where we think that, hey, here's my problem, when in fact this is the problem. I learned a lot today. This is fantastic.
It's been my pleasure.
I appreciate
it. Reach out to me and let me know how it goes for you too.
I will. This is fabulous. For folks listening, please, it's called the Hip Hook. And again, you can get that on the website, alethahealth.com. So it's A-L-E-T-H-A health.com. All one word, by the way. There's no hyphen or anything in that. It's all one word. Go find it. Christine Koth, and make sure I say that correctly on the last name. I really appreciate you joining us. And again, I'd love to have you back. There's so much more here that I think we could dive into that, you know, not only for folks that are riding in a car or driving, but we've got folks that, you know, work, they might drive for a living. They may have issues like, you know, like I mentioned with myself even. I mean, there's all sorts of things going on where, again, we will have you back. This is fabulous. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I do talk about quite a bit in my book a lot of the different causes for tension in this muscle and what it can cause. So,
we didn't mention that. Can they get the book at the same website, or do they need to go someplace else for that, Christine?
Same site. Yeah, same site. The name of the book is Tight Hip Twisted Core, The Key to Unresolved Pain.
Okay.
And it is at the same site. So those of you who are curious and learning more, we also have lots of YouTube videos and blogs on the site where you can dig in a bit deeper.
It's a great website. Thank you very much, Christine. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking time. And again, we will talk in the future. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Thank you very much. And folks, there you go. If you've got some issues, lower back pain, all sorts of things along those lines, it very well could be related to this and not what you think it is. And I'm going to order one of these because this looks fabulous. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. They want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs. Whatever it happens to be, don't forget Cooper Tires go on sale tomorrow at Extreme Auto Repair. There's some great rebates going on. Find out more by going to klzradio.com. Find their information there. Don't forget to fill out the form. For Extreme, you'll get a free set of wiper blades or a tire rotation. You can call direct also, 303-841-1071.
Longevity counts for mechanical repairs. The factory-trained technicians at Extreme Auto Repair have an average of almost 13 years' experience per technician, so at this point, almost nothing surprises them. After so many combined years on the job, they've seen just about every weird problem your vehicle could have. Even in those rare cases where they really have to dig, they don't give up until they find a solution. John Rush has been recommending Extreme Auto Repair on Rush to Reason for nearly 6 years now, so he's seen their persistence firsthand. They have a reputation for solving problems no one else could. Make Extreme Auto Repair your last mechanic. Long-time radio supporters, long-term techs, repeat customers. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/extreme for your free windshield wipers or tire rotation. Extreme Auto Repair. Promises kept.
All right. Al Smith, by the way, Golden Eagle Financial. I see Al on Wednesdays as well. He has a program on right before Michael Bailey. Again, area where if there's questions, things you want to ask Al directly, feel free to do so either during that time or call him directly. Find him at klzradio.com. Plan for your financial future and also plan for the inflation that, frankly, is already here. 303-744-1128.
Walk out of Al Smith's office feeling great about your retirement plan. Think about how you feel after talking to your current financial advisor. Worried that you might run out of money. Uncertain about whether or not you've saved enough. Confused about what sort of budget you'll have in retirement. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, will help you strategize so the money you've already saved will meet your future goals. Tell Al Smith how much you currently have in your 401k or IRA. He will show you how to make that money last. Reinvesting your nest egg into alternative tax-free accounts will preserve your wealth for the future. You've done well setting money aside all those years. Now you just need to know the next step. Find out how your years of saving will fit into your retirement plan. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
A good shop is next, folks. If you've been involved in an accident of any kind, Al Sturm and his crew is ready to help you get things back on track and get your vehicle back up to original equipment specifications, which, by the way, is really, really important, especially when you look down the road and look at the resale side of the fence and so on, and there's a lot going on there. So we want to make sure that things are back up to speed accordingly. And again, you do that by being in control of the repair process and not letting the insurance company do that. So take the control, do it yourself, take over the wheel, I guess I should say, and handle that repair. Go to klzradio.com, find Al there, or 720-541-7697.
Al and his team at A Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at A Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A Good Shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
All right, folks, that's it for this first hour. Don't forget the National Crawford Roundtable. Well played tonight, and we had a very interesting discussion today. All I can say is listen, because it was a mind-boggling discussion we had on something that, frankly, I had to do a lot of research on and was not familiar with at all. So enjoy that tonight. Up next here for the second hour, Pastor Stephen Black is going to join us, and we're going to talk about finding freedom from homosexuality. We'll be right back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.